No. I mean, think about that. In other words, he is giving his wife, and he does, if we would continue reading, he gives his wife to Pharaoh, to be Pharaoh's wife. Now, this is a man of faith, right? This is the man that church history and Hebrew history lifts up as a great man of faith, a man that we should all achieve to be like, right? We should all want to be like this man of faith. And this man gives his wife away to Pharaoh so he won't get killed. I always thought it was you're supposed to defend your wife's honor. Right? But you know what? One thing that this does, this brings Abram down to earth a little bit, doesn't it? This really brings Abram down to earth. You have to understand, these kinds of examples happen throughout the Bible. People who we consider faithful, faithful people who followed God, or at least wanted to follow God, we find time and time again, they make bad decisions. They fall. They do all these things that in our time we say, oh, what were you thinking? But folks, they weren't living to be examples. They were just trying to live. Do we understand that? Don't we just try to live sometimes? Don't we do good just to get out of bed and try to make it through the day sometimes? Don't we? That's what they were doing. They didn't think they would be written down in Scripture someday as an example of what other people should live like. You never know. Maybe your name will be in Scripture someday. You ever thought of that? That's exactly what Abram thought. What you just felt right there is exactly what David thought. Think about that. They were just people like you and like me. And that is where I can connect. Because you know what? I'm nothing great, amen? I am just Eric. That's all I am. I'm doing my best. Can you say that? Can you look in the mirror and say, you know what? I'm just doing my best. And I'm going to praise God in spite of all of it. Can you connect with that? I mean, we can even look in Matthew 1 at Jesus' genealogy. Have you ever done that? Yeah, I know it's boring. But if you would research each of those people, there's all sorts of people in his genealogy. And I'm telling you, all sorts of people. One other thing. In Jesus' day, whenever rabbis called disciples, those disciples were the best of the best of the best. They were 14-year-old boys who had the entire, what we call the Old Testament, they had the entire Old Testament memorized word for word. And what they would do is rabbis would choose them and they would say, you know what, you got what it takes, boy. I want you to follow me. That's what the rabbi would say. And usually they chose 12 disciples to follow them. Does that sound familiar? Yeah, but they were the best of the best of the best. You know what happened to the other boys? Why don't you go home and learn your father's trade? We need fishermen. Do you hear what I'm saying? So what happened? This rabbi named Jesus of Nazareth walks down this lakeshore. And he walks by these fishermen. And what does he say? Follow me and I will make you fisher. But wait a minute. These are fishermen. These are failures. These aren't the best of the best of the best, are they? They're failures. They were sent home to learn their father's trade because they couldn't cut it, right? But what did our Savior, God's Son, do? God chose the failures to start his church. Jesus chose those who were not the best of the best of the best to learn what it means to start this new paradigm that Jesus was starting. Do you hear what I'm saying? So if you think of yourself as a failure, if you look in the mirror and you don't think you're the best of the best of the best, guess what? You can praise God. Because nowhere in Scripture did God choose the best of the best of the best, did he? God chose just regular, everyday, ordinary folk to do God's wonders. Now, I can connect with that, can't you?